Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my giggleronies?
Cute.
It sounds like a pasta. I'm hungry right now, if you can't tell. We are both jet setters. I'm currently in Europe, also known as Ireland. But you're in Caribbean waters.
I'm in Aruba. And it has been so much fun. But all I could think about was the live show when you're like, you get to vacation. And it takes you like 3 days to settle in. And you're like picky about everything. Craig has called downstairs, I don't know, 7 times about things that he's complained about. And then by the time it's time to go, you're like, I just started enjoying myself. And like unwinding.
Gigglers, we have anxiety, and yeah. It doesn't go away just because you're on a beach. Mm-mm. So my anxiety turns into like, you need to have fun or you're wasting your money. And
yeah,
the hotel shit is so funny. Like, we love a hotel, but like, in what world is my sheets not cleaned in one day that I'm gonna have a freak out? Or like, the towel wasn't switched. I don't change my towel for 4 months at home. And suddenly I'm like, I can't live like this. But
Craig's like, the TV keeps cutting out. I'm like, it doesn't, you know, it goes off, but you just have to turn it back on. And he's like, I'm not living like that. They came and brought a new TV.
I feel like my mom has a friend who every hotel she goes to, she finds a problem, so she gets upgraded. But like, I just don't, I'm too much of a people pleaser. I'd be like, you know what? I'll sleep outside. It's okay.
Oh my God, we had a bug issue too. And I woke up in the middle of the night to Craig taking videos and pictures, being like, there's bugs in this room and I need evidence.
He's that guy posting on TripAdvisor, the pool and the margaritas, 10. The cockroaches on my girlfriend in the middle of the night, 7.
I was like, well, maybe we left the door open. Like, we are like by a beach, like in a tropical place, like whatever. A few things about my trip, though. There's a casino in our hotel.
Uh-oh.
Craig and I are now avid gamblers.
Oh, okay. So you, Vegas, you just didn't like because the sun was too close. And
Vegas, and I was having like a weekend. I was just like, yeah, not into it.
But now because it's in Aruba, you love to gamble. Are you playing blackjack?
We're playing blackjack, and I'm big at the craps table.
Oh, my God. You're turning into like an Italian mafioso wife, just like blowing on people's dice, being like, yeah, good luck, buddy. Throw in 1,000.
Hannah, I don't know what's going on 95% of the time.
And I mean, Craig, that's just our life.
Yeah, it's pretty standard, so I'm not like uncomfortable. And Craig has to whisper in my ear like what's happening and like what to say to the dealer. He's like, hurry up,
this
hit.
Is the thing, math. Math, not your strong suit.
Not my strong
vibes
suit.
Vibes and reading energy.
Yes.
And psychic mediumness, all you.
There was a guy at the end of the craps table and Craig was like, oh, said something. And I was like, no, I caught him talking about me earlier saying rude things. And he was like, what? How did you catch that? I was like, you have no idea the intuition that
you're
I
like,
have.
He didn't say it, but he thought it. Okay.
I was like, I don't fuck with that guy.
What's the one where it's like red or white and that's the only bet?
Roulette.
Yeah, those people are fucking crazy.
Yeah. I mean, casino people are crazy because there are a few people that are like very superstitious and like very there. Like there was tension one night at the craps table and I was like, I literally feel like I'm playing for my mortgage. Like we're just here for fun. And I cap it like we only stay for 2 hours. Whether we're winning or we're losing, like after 2 hours, I've realized like that's, I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed. Like, I don't really care what happens.
Yeah.
But we've won, like I won $700 the other night.
Oh my God. What are you going to spend it on?
I already spent it.
Well, that's fun because it's like literally this money that you,
it like- was like Monopoly money. I was like, I'm not supposed to have this. So why not buy shit? I bought a dress and a beach bag.
Oh, fuck yeah. Good for you. I dated a guy who was into gambling, but it was like cool. I don't know if I said this on the pod, but he'd do it at like night. Like he'd like go to these like poker things.
Tournaments.
Yeah, because he was like good at math or whatever. But then he would like go all in and lose sometimes and like he'd be miserable for a week. And I'm,
we're
like,
not advocating for a gambling addiction.
I do have to say gambling is a full-on multi-level marketing scheme.
For sure.
Like, actually, I watched a documentary on it where, like, the house always wins.
Yeah.
Always. And there'll be a couple people, very, very small, that will get everyone to want to keep doing it. But everyone loses except for, like, 0.02%. And you think you're going to be that percent. And even if you are that percent, you eventually lose. You know what I mean?
I'm so oblivious sometimes to, like, gambling culture or just like certain things. We're sitting at the blackjack table. This guy comes over to me. He hands me his card. I'm just like, okay. We get back to the room and Greg was like, who is that guy? And I was like, he was an Uber driver, I think. Like, I don't know. I have no fucking idea what he was saying to me. Come to find out, he was the head of the casino and was wondering if we wanted to come back, like, as hotel guests so that we could gamble. Craig could not have been more mad at me. He was like, an Uber driver? Paige, he's the head of the casino. I was like, he had one blue eye and one green. It's really all I could focus on. I was like, and I'm pretty sure he was an Uber driver.
That is so funny. Well, as long as you guys are like capping it, because think about it, casinos would not be so rich if people won.
In any situation, selling alcohol is the number one moneymaker. Like,
oh, you're talking about comedy clubs?
Comedy clubs, alcohol. Concerts, professional games, like
reality TV.
Reality TV. But like alcohol always wins. Like the sales in alcohol always wins. Casinos is the only thing that makes more money where they're like, fuck it, it's free. Yeah. Like you don't pay for a drink.
Because when you're vibing, didn't you say they like put extra air in the casino so everyone's like,
my brother said, yeah, awake? That they pump oxygen into casinos and a specific like smell that keeps you alert and keeps you wanting to play.
It's like rats in an experiment. I don't like that shit at all. I'm like, people know I don't drink a lot. I've never smoked a cigarette. And it's not because I have self-control. It's because I don't trust myself. Like, I don't want to start gambling because I would become a fiend.
It's so interesting. I totally understand that. I feel like I have an addictive personality. But if it's something I really don't like, then I'm not addicted. Like gambling, I would never get addicted to.
This is my thing, Paige. If I gamble and it goes bad, I have a horrible night. If I gamble and I have fun, then I like gambling.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, I was an addict in a past life, like a serious addict in a past life.
We should get that checked. We should go and see what
there you are. You should get that checked out. You should get your past life checked out.
There are specific psychics that will like say what you were in a past life, and I think we should do it.
Yeah, someone told me that I was, You know Wonder Woman, where was she? Remember she was like training with all the women in the forest?
No, sorry, I'm not caught up on Wonder Woman's origin story.
Okay, rude, a feminist icon. I was like one of the warrior princesses.
I
was a warrior princess.
Your TikTok on the street asking men what feminism is pure fucking gold.
Oh my God, thank you, because it didn't do well compared to the other ones because I think people are too upset about it.
What?
You guys, my man on the street videos have actually ruined my opinion of men because of multiple reasons. One, I'm interviewing smart, like comics are smart men. Like they are smart. Are they high? Yes, but they're smart.
Right.
And yeah, they're trying to be a little funny.
They're but cunning. Like, they're savvy.
But I've learned they have no idea what a hairdo is.
No. I think it's all men. Like if we really sat the men down and asked them questions, they don't know what's...
If we brought all the men together.
They don't know what's going on.
They don't, they have no fucking clue. I asked them like about fall fashion. Like they struggle to even get an idea. Then they don't, I know some girls might not know this, but like, do you know the shape of a clitoris?
It's like oblong, right?
So a clitoris is the shape of like a V.
But it goes all the way around. The top part is just like the...
Yes, the top part is like the bean, but then it goes on the sides.
Right.
No man knew that. No man knew that. And it's, at first I was like, this is funny. Some of the guys don't know. And then I was like, oh, the whole male species doesn't fucking know. And we let these men run the country.
Running the country. Running pretty much everything.
It's not.
When you asked the question about gaslighting and they were just like, you.
I asked them, what's the definition of gaslighting? And they were like, you can't start the car, when the car's not starting.
They're like, when I say something and then she says something, but I'm wrong. I'm like, not at all.
And she's like, and then you're crazy because they're crazy. And you're like, oh my. And that's the fucked up thing. We think these men are like smooth and they're like,
we've put them on such a pedestal.
Meticulous ways to ruin our lives. No, it's just like they're a natural impulse. But yeah, so I'm disappointed in men, but like, I don't know why I even had any hopes.
Well, I have an update, add it to the segment of reasons why I'm breaking up with Craig. On this trip, I was like, we should like look into excursions, like see if there's any like excursions we can do. I was partially kidding.
I can never imagine you even saying the word excursion with a serious face.
Really, all I wanted to do was like go to this one beach that had flamingos, which we did go to.
Excursion sounds like they're chucking you out of like
a plane.
A plane into the... Fuck that. I'm not excursioning.
So Craig inadvertently took me hiking.
Oh.
Like I turned around at one point during this excursion and I said, you tricked me. And then I just turned back around.
So but he was dishonest too.
No, he booked this thing where we get, it was like a private tour of Aruba where like the guy who's giving the tour is in like an ATV and then him and me and Craig were in an ATV. And we went all around Aruba. It was actually so fucking sick, like seeing things that you would never see if you just like came to a resort. Like I thought Aruba, you think Aruba is like this tropical destination with this beach. It's not at all. It's literally a desert. They don't grow anything here. Like they can't, like their land can't handle it. Like
I heard it's windy. Is it windy there?
It's windy on one side of the island and then the other side it's so like funny. Not. That's it was so interesting, like learning all about it. We went to these like caves. We jumped in this like natural like pool where there was like a cave. It was so fucking sick. But at one point we did hike. And when I say hike, I had to walk up like 12 steps to a cave. And I was just like, you took me hiking.
Well, that's the hard thing about vacation. You have to find the balance of like adventure versus lying in your bed. And I think it just depends on where you are mentally. But like, I'm so proud of you guys that you actively were like, we need to take a vacation, even though it was only like, 4 days?
Yeah. But I mentally was not well and I needed a vacation.
I know you weren't mentally well because you made some funny TikToks. I was like, that's really fucking funny. I don't want to make Craig feel bad and I don't want to make it about me. However, you did the word game.
It was really, Craig didn't realize that it was a social experiment to compare. You know, people are always like, why won't you just tell Craig he's your best friend? And I needed to put science behind it. And I did.
But you were so cute. You were so empathetic with him. Like, you were like, it's okay. And he was just saying the only words he knew.
He was he was just saying things he was seeing. He said
he wasn't doing word association.
No, I was like, this is not how it works.
For people who don't know the word association game, two people, like, you just keep coming up with words and you see if you can get the same word to see if you're on the same page. And Paige and I freaked ourselves out at my bachelorette party. We were drunk. We were tired. Mm-hmm. Second try, we got the same word. Someone has the video. I'm going
to
find it.
We have to find it. We looked at each other. We said, okay, come on. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. And we said, okay, got it. 1, 2, 3. I said bed. Hannah said cheese. Mm-hmm. I said, we got this. Done. 1, 2, 3. Cheese it.
I love how I said the same word again.
But it's different. It's different.
It's different.
This is a baked
cheese it.
Is yes. Very much, much different.
Yes, a gourmet chip. A gourmet cheesy chip. we're so such trash.
Bed and cheese. We're like, oh, come on, cheese it.
People thought we were gonna be like ocean philosophy. No, cheese it, bitch. I'm in Ireland.
Yeah, how is that?
It's good. I just realized I haven't seen my husband in years, so I had to go over the water.
You are so good with like time zone change. It's because you're so cultured.
So you know what I realized? I'm always tired. Mm-hmm. So I use that to my advantage where I'm like, you're always sleepy. Yep. So we can handle this.
What are you? You're 6 hours ahead?
5 hours ahead.
Okay.
I had shows all weekend in Long Island. So then after my shows Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I slept all day with Butter. And I was really upset because I had to leave her. And then after sleeping all day, you get on the plane at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. in New York, and then you arrive at 9 a.m.
Okay.
after getting like 4 or 5 hours in Ireland. And I'm looking at a desk.
Did you sleep on the plane?
Kind of, but you know when you're excited?
Yeah. Oh, that's
cute. I'm still excited. I'm still a little excited. But I got there, and I was hyped the fuck up.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I was like, this is my vacation with him. And I was like, we got to go to Grafton Street. We got to see this vintage shop. I got to get my nails done. And he was like, calm down. And I go, you always say I'm sleepy. I'm ready to fucking go. And he was like, you're at a 10. I need you at a 2. He's like, take a nap. And I'm like, I didn't come all the way here to take a nap. And he's like, I'm telling you, take a nap. And then I was like, and I was out for like 3 hours. My thing is, though, is if I start a nap, I'm out.
Question. Does Dez nap?
He can only nap for 15 minutes like a normal person. And when I nap for 4 hours.
Craig doesn't nap. And we were on vacation. He was like, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, it's 5 o'clock. It's napping time.
I love a 6 p.m. nap.
Because you get back from the beach or whatever you did. You shower. It's not time to go to dinner. You put your jammies on. You nap. Like, we're on mm-hmm. vacation. And he was like, okay, mm-hmm. Okay, I was like, why don't you go and walk around and see what happens?
Take a lap. take a lap.
Literally take a lap. And so every day on vacation at 5 o'clock, we would separate and I would nap like a normal fucking person before dinner. And he would go like talk to people and like,
See the ground. Does that too. He'll like make friends with people in the hot tub. And I come, and it's like, this is Steve, and these are all his friends. And I'm just like, okay.
He came back to me the other day, and he goes, okay, you're going to friggin' love Matt and Maddie. And he, like, give me their whole. I'm like, I don't care.
Look, leave Matt and Maddie alone. For all we know, they're trying to have a romantic honeymoon. Yeah,
you're fucking in their face.
You're bothering them. Today, we were like jumped in a cab, and Dez is like asking the guy a bazillion questions about the neighborhood because mm-hmm. Dez loves a neighborhood chat. Yeah. And I just look at him and I'm like, you're being chatty. Like, he loves small talk. And I'm like, he'll be like, so this road, how long has the construction been? And I'm like, oh my God. I go, you're chatty.
Craig loves small talk.
We should just, oh my God, I can't wait to vacation with them because they will entertain themselves so
They'll
much.
Tire each other out. It's like kids. We'll look at each other and be like, they're going to sleep good tonight because they're so chatty. Craig could not have asked the tour guide more fucking questions.
No.
And Aruba
he's like that guy in the classroom when the teacher's like, okay, any more questions?
And the guy was saying how like Aruba used to be owned by the Dutch, but the Dutch basically like fucked them from the beginning of time, like stole all their gold. And so Craig's like asking
trauma.
All these so much trauma. And so Craig's like asking all these questions, and I look at the tour guide and I go, you want to know something? And he's like, what? And I go, this guy's fucking Dutch.
You threw Craig under the bus. But yeah, I love being in Europe. I'm just a new bitch.
Yeah, you really are. It's like it's where you're supposed to be.
I have a new bag. I'm okay. Rocking. It's a Fratendi. It's a Fendi. That's fake. It's a Fratendi. Someone DM'd it to me.
What a great
and it's the funniest
name.
Thing. I can't find who sent it. I want to give them credit, but I can't find the DM. It's my Fratendi. I'm like on DHgate. I have Balenciaga, Fratendi. Wait,
We have to think of a word for Balenciaga.
Balenciaga. I mean, I would just put faux in front of all of them.
Yeah, but Pretendi is so good.
Do you think I'll get backlash if I made a TikTok about them, my fake bags?
No, I've seen so many girls make TikToks about what they buy on DHgate. They even link it. But I don't get it. That has to be illegal.
It has to be. I told you, it's literally the LimeWire for women, for millennial women. I'm just like, you cannot convince me to drop $4,000 on a bag that I'm going to lose. I don't deserve nice things. It's about me. It's not about them. I'm going to lose it. My friend's going to eat french fries and ketchup on it. I'm going to leave it in an Uber. I'm going to spill wine on it.
It's so funny how different we
are.
Because literally all I've been thinking for the past 3 months is like, for my 30th birthday, what am I going to buy myself? And I think I'm going to buy myself a Chanel bag, a real one.
Do you know, I actually have a real Chanel bag that a vintage store gifted me.
That you never use?
No.
Why?
I didn't know it was expensive.
What does
it look
like? I
literally don't know. It's like navy.
Yeah.
With
just like a classic.
A navy quilt.
Stunning. With a gold chain or a silver chain? Or like what color are the C's?
Maybe I'll give it to you for your 30th.
That's okay.
I don't want your used fucking Chanel.
If you're hearing this ad, we've got some good news for you. That means you're alive. So you've still got time to get life insurance with Ethos. With Ethos, you could get life insurance in 10 minutes for as little as $10 a month. Unlike other companies' long, confusing, and outdated application processes, Ethos' 100% online application takes only minutes so you can get back to living. Join the thousands of satisfied families protected with help from Ethos who have given the company a 4.8-star rating on Google reviews. Every year you wait, life insurance premiums increase by 8 to 10%. Get a free personalized quote at ethoslife.com/giggly, spelled ethoslife.com/giggly. Go to ethoslife.com/giggly to get your free life insurance quote today.
Ethos Technology Incorporated operates in California as Ethos Life Insurance Services, not available in all states, and prices subject to underwriting and certain health questions.
Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Hey, Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic
the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried Gift Mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried Gift Mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly.
Craig woke up the other day and he goes, oh my god, I just had the worst dream ever. You were in an insane asylum. And he was like, but I feel like
it wasn't a dream.
Seems very on brand.
He goes, but you were thriving.
He was like, but you
made
like,
a lot of friends,
but you like wanted to be there. And I was like,
you
go, yeah.
You had the best outfits of everyone there.
Your straight jacket was so much chicker than everybody else's.
You guys, we're trying to normalize mental institutions. We're not making fun of them. We really feel like it has to be talked about more.
No, I really think that it does. Like, it's not a crazy house. It's like a reset. That's what I want to go to.
1,000%. 1,000%. I learned this new thing called music manifestation.
Okay.
Have you heard about it on TikTok?
No.
Basically, how the songs you listen to really affect your subconscious. Like, if you're listening to sad music or you're listening to like I'm Not Over You,
we should dive in more to the subconscious.
How do we do that? We just look at each other. Okay, I'm getting okay. Okay, I'm...
No, the brain is a crazy... I just learned on this trip that Craig is left-handed. I've dated this man for over a year. And that's because we were talking about how, like, that's such a different part of the brain. He literally was signing a check, and I was like, why are you doing it with your left hand? And he goes, I don't know, Paige, maybe because I'm left-handed.
What hand does he finger you with?
I've never looked.
See, I feel like when guys finger with the wrong hand, they fumble the bag. Like, I've literally been like, okay, flip sides, because, like, they're not
coordinated. I genuinely think he was like, well, I'm ambidextrous.
Oh, he's ambidextrous. Oh, okay, sir. Okay, sir.
He was like, I do, like, I play sports and do things right-handed, but if I'm writing something, I do it left-handed. So I think he switches.
Okay, is that ambidextrous or... just something's off.
I think he just wanted to, like, be different and, like, better than everyone, and so he like taught himself.
wait so why are you telling us he's left-handed? Just that you don't know,
because
him?
We were talking about how, like, it's, if you're left-handed, they say, like, you use a different part of your brain.
Yeah.
And I really believe that, or like, it, like, different part of your brain means you're, like, more creative, or like, if you're left-handed. Yeah.
My grandpa, growing up, I don't know where he went to school, but they basically believe that if you wrote left-handed, you were possessed by the devil. So classic. He literally does they force him to learn to write right-handed. So his whole life he does everything left-handed, except he writes right-handed, but writes very badly right-handed.
That's very interesting. When I was in gymnastics when I was younger, I did everything left-handed. And my mom was like, we don't know.
Okay, Paige, the gymnast. You love those cute little outfits, didn't you?
I could literally only do a cartwheel and, like, possibly a back handspring. But I was like, nah, I'm going to go.
I wish you could see us in, like, one of those classes when we were little. Like, mm-hmm. You'd be literally posing or, like, looking at one of your nails. Mm-hmm. And I'd be, like, chucking myself off of, like, the trampoline and, like, face planning.
We were definitely so different in, like, classes. Like,
I'd be
that,
like, trying
in, like,
so hard
grade.
I'd want the coach to think I was good, like, so bad. Like, I didn't
talk to anyone, and I had to be able to see my mom through the window, or I'd lose my fucking mind.
Oh my god. But the subconscious thing is really funny, because I called Dez the other day, and I was, mm-hmm. like, babe, I had a dream about you. And he, we're at the point where we don't waste time on our phone calls of long distance. He goes, babe, I don't care about your dream. And I was like, no. Like, I just want to tell you about it. And he's like, okay, fine. And I'm telling him, and he's like, cuts me off. He's like, this is already going way longer than I had energy for. And I was like, babe, you should. He's like, I don't care. I'm like, this is my subconscious.
Yeah.
This is your subconscious. And he's like, yeah, you have anxiety. Like, I don't need your dream to tell me that.
What was the dream? Give us, like, a 5-second breakdown.
Basically, I was in Ireland, and he was like, we went to some store and I couldn't find him, and I was getting annoyed with him. And then we had a meeting, and some woman. Okay, it's already too long.
I'm interested. I am the rare breed. I'm a rare breed that when people are like, I had a crazy dream, I'm into it. Because I'm like, this is something.
This woman was supposed to help us with something. I forget what. And I, like, tried to make her laugh or something. And she was like, I don't want to work with you guys. And he was, like, mad at me for something I said. And I was like, oh my god, I came all the way to Ireland, and it's going so bad. And then I get to his house, and I realize he's been throwing a surprise party for me. And that's why he's been, like,
aloof.
Like hiding. Because he was, like, trying to set up all the stuff. And I was like, oh.
So he does have a second family, or he doesn't? Des, we want the answers.
So Des says that people come up to him after shows in Ireland, and they go, how's your second family?
Craig's like, what the fuck is the hall monitor shit that you guys are talking about?
Okay, that's so hall monitor of him to say.
I'm like, don't monitor my podcast. How about that?
Paige, what do we do about the eyebrows? Because I got 1,000 DMs of Kylie Jenner's eyebrows.
1,000.
And it's to the point that I think I should.
You're a
eyebrows.
Literally. You're a trendsetter. You would actually look way better with bleached eyebrows than I would, because you have, like, lighter hair, and I feel like lighter, like, eyebrow hair.
Okay, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing, and you're smart. You're sneaky, and you're smart. You know, Julia Fox pulls that shit off, and I low-key look like Julia Fox if she was poor.
You do have the same like skin tone.
Skin tone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As in a little bit red.
No, like you as have in like flushed. A little bit of freckles. Like you don't have like, mm-hmm. you have olivey skin, but you also have like a fair skin.
You're okay. Like, it's like you look like you have boils on your skin.
Like you look Italian, like you but always you could look also like be you just Irish. Cried.
Okay, what you wrote some crazy shit in this notes. What is going on?
I wrote a lot of things. Oh my God. Okay, I wanted to tell people this because this is just like for the girls to know. Okay. I'm going to post the link on the Giggly Squad page. Because we were traveling to so many hotels the past month, and I use this in my like actual apartment too. My aunt bought my mom this thing to give to me, and it's basically like a door stopper that you put like underneath the door and you turn it on. And so if anyone tried to open your door, a crazy psychotic alarm goes off to the point where you're like, anyone is like running away because it sounds like it's immediately calling the police. But all it is just like an insane noise that would like wake anyone up. And I just feel like I've seen so many I've been in so many hotels recently where I'm in the room, the door is locked, the latch is locked, and someone from the hotel has opened my door. Like, hasn't opened the lock, but, like, mm-hmm. the latch, but, like, the door has opened. And I've mm-hmm. opened it and been like, yo, what the fuck?
You mean like a housekeeper is trying to clean?
No, like the other day, this was, I forget what hotel we were in, but all of these incidents have happened when I'm by myself. Somebody opened the door and was like, oh, I'm checking the mini bar. And I was just like, okay. And then another person opened the door and was like, oh, someone wanted to come in and clean, but it's always been guys. Like if it's a girl, I care like significantly less, but like it has been men.
Women don't murder people.
They literally don't. And
they will be mental terrorists, but they will not murder you.
They'll like ruin your life,
but Paige,
they won't murder you.
I do feel like the amount of drama that little thing will add when it doesn't need to is a lot. Like that's some chaotic shit.
It's chaotic, but I feel like whoever is coming in is like, fuck, they have an alarm on, and most alarm systems immediately call the police. Wow. So they don't know that
you're
it's
gonna
not
bring
calling
this
the
to
police.
The hotels.
I bring it to every hotel.
Okay, you know what, I can't tell you that you're too paranoid because I don't think you could ever be too paranoid with safety, but I don't. I want you living. You know, I don't want you like.
I use it every single night at my apartment too.
I don't want you like going to sleep in Fort Knox every night. You know, with like
no, I am.
Booby traps everywhere.
I also got a ring light. I'm gonna install that shit immediately.
Oh yeah. Actually, I did have one weird thing happen. I didn't tell anyone about it, but I was after comedy. Sometimes it's late, and I left like a random show, and I guess I wanted to walk to the Avenue to get an Uber, and the Uber was like 6 minutes, and I'm like, fuck. And it's like, it was like 9:30 in the Lower East Side. And I was just scrolling my phone, waiting, and I'm just on the corner kind of alone. It's kind of quiet there.
Yep.
It was like a Wednesday. And like, I look behind me and there's just like a man standing there.
No.
And then as I look forward, the Uber like immediately comes and I go in, and as we're leaving, he's just standing there looking at the car, and I'm like, whatever universe, God, whatever, like, was looking down on me.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that. I don't wait outside anymore for Uber. Also, my mom has me paranoid that, like, I am going to get abducted and die. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, my mom's gonna be so mad at that story. I'll call her at night, and she's like, are you outside?
Yeah.
Are you walking with everyone?
My mom is the only person that has my location.
Oh, yeah. My mom has my location. She used to use it to see, like, who I was hooking up with back in the day. She's like, I thought you broke up with him. She's like, British Dave in Brooklyn? Really? Really? British Dave in Brooklyn?
She's had it for so long. And when I used to, like, go out all the time, every night I'd get a text. Paige? I just want to let you know it is 4 a.m. and I don't see you anywhere near your apartment.
Oh my god, your poor mom.
I know.
How did she even sleep?
She didn't. She literally didn't. She would wake up in the middle of the night, check my location, text me something rude, and then go back to sleep. But now it's gotten to the point now where she's like, Paige, you haven't left your apartment in 4 days, and I think you should just get air.
That is so funny. Oh my god, that is so funny. My our moms both freaked out on our last live show because we took the video of you smashing the sparkling water.
My mom called me on stage.
She called her on stage just to be like, you're going to die. Don't drink that. My mom's messaging, don't let her drink that. But I was like, shards of glass are like the new like cool hipster
Tide Pod.
It's put a Tide Pod.
It's giving Gen Z. It's giving Tide Pod.
They muddle it with shards.
Okay, the next thing I had on my list is half of these I write when I'm really high. I don't remember.
No, that's what I do with jokes. I'll write something and I'll be like, what do I mean, chicken liver? What does that even mean?
All
what
I wrote
kind
down
of joke
was
is that?
Colonic.
No, I know what. Okay, Paige and I, we have so many things we have to do. I think we're going to start a YouTube channel, try it all.
Okay, I looked up all of the things about a colonic. First of all, our moms would fucking kill us if we got colonics.
Why?
Because if you look up like what a colonic is, yes, it looks like it's amazing. Then if you click like an actual doctor's website, they're like, there's no evidence that colonics do any of the things that they claim to do, and you could actually really fuck up your large intestines to the point where you could get an infection and have to have like the risk. It's definitely risk versus reward. Like, you
see, and my mom was like a science teacher. So she's the first to be like, yeah, that shit's bullshit. That shit's bullshit. What do you think about lymphatic drainage?
Okay. Now, that I get all the time. And I want.
But it's what, it lasts for 2 days?
It depends. Like, it's almost like a reset of like your water weight in your body. Like, I recommend getting it if you have an event, like if you have a wedding coming up or something. I think lymphatic drainage massages are great.
Does it hurt?
It doesn't hurt sometimes. Sorry, I have the hiccups. Sometimes it'll hurt on your stomach because you have so much like going on in your stomach. I'm literally getting one next week. But here's the thing that I've realized, because I've gotten so many of them in my life. You have to do it 3 days before your actual event. I did it a night before I had an event, and the entire next day I couldn't stop sweating because your body like detoxes hours after. So, okay, after you get it, I recommend getting it at nighttime.
That's just a day in the life of being
Anna Berna. You're literally a health guru. You're like, just have a sweating problem, you'll have no water weight. I recommend getting it at night because you're very tired after it. Drink a ton of water during the day before you get it, but don't drink like an hour before, because then that's what makes your stomach hurt.
This is already too much admin.
It's so much admin.
Like, and what? Then, this is so you look like a tiny bit slimmer? I'm not about it.
No, you not only look slimmer, you feel a lot better because it's like everything is digesting properly and like draining out of you. So you pee a ton, but the 3 days after it are so fucking crucial that it's like, it's work. Like, you can't eat certain things like to get the maximum out of it.
Do they warn you about this?
Yeah, they tell you all of it. Like, you can't eat broccoli. I don't know why. I haven't looked into it, but I guess it makes you bloat.
Be like, oh no.
I was
oh,
like,
no.
What? What am I going to do? But like, you shouldn't eat dairy. You shouldn't eat carbs. You shouldn't eat processed foods. You shouldn't eat sugar. You should literally live on sun and light and air.
Air.
Okay, but it does, well, you do feel better drainage after. I think
well,
you should
no
try
shit
one time.
No shit. You're not eating dairy. But also, for these people who are like, oh, I need a colonic, go to Taco Bell. That's just a natural colonic. Go to Taco Bell, order the nachos, leave it in the heat for a little bit.
A couple days ago, that's a lie. A couple weeks ago, I like could not go to the bathroom. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? And I don't know why it didn't pop in my head to like go to the pharmacy and like get something. I was like, I'm just going to get Chipotle. worked like a fucking charm. Worked like a literal charm. I was like, am I a doctor?
See, my side effect of anxiety, mental health moment is like anytime I get anxious about something, my body's like, we gotta relieve everything in it. I'm like,
it's adrenaline.
Yeah, like a lion's about to chase me. When it's like literally, Hannah, you're just worried about answering the phone of an unknown number and you're gonna shit yourself over that.
When I was really? In my early 20s and I would like go through my boyfriend's phone, I would get such, I'm not fucking joking. This is not a joke. I would get such a fucking adrenaline rush from going through it that I would immediately have to run to the bathroom and shit myself while I was going through his phone because like my body was so fucking amped up.
When you find something,
yeah,
what's the playbook? What do you do? Because you're instantly in this weird place where it's like, he could gaslight you and be like, why are you going through my phone? When really it's like, because I know that you're cheating on me and I need to
confirm. I always have hated, look, I'm very much a believer in like trusting your partner and like never feeling like you have to go through their phone. But like when I was in my early 20s, really up until I was like 25, I was like, yeah, I'm fucking going through it. I knew there was something on it, but I needed like the evidence and the proof to win the argument.
So when you, oh, okay, so when you're fighting to be fully confident,
I needed to be fully confident to be like, I know exactly, like you're lying right to my face and this is how I know. And then I hated when guys would be like, well, but I want to break up because you went through my phone. Like that's such a fucking gaslighting bullshit. Yeah. Like if I'm your partner,
it's like, thank
and I
God I went through your phone.
I think
thank
like God. If I want to fucking look at something, I'm gonna fucking look at it. Like give
but
it to
I
me.
I feel like some people be like, don't look at your boyfriend's phone, whatever. But it's almost empowering because it's like, I feel like once you look at the phone, you know you're breaking up with them. You just don't know how.
Right. Because here's the thing. If Craig came into this room right now and said, let me see your phone, I would be like, okay. Like I would hand it to him. And everyone's always like, if you're going to go through your boyfriend's phone, you're going to get your feelings hurt. Well, you shouldn't. Your feelings, if you go through your boyfriend's phone right now, your feelings should not be hurt. And if they are, he's a fuckhead, not you.
I would say I've actually never looked through a boyfriend's phone.
Oh my God.
I've never looked through it, but I did hear if you are and you have a specific thing you're looking for, to be fast, to like write the word you're looking for in the message search bar.
Duh.
This is what I would do. As I was looking through it, this was before you could screen record. If I was in my early 20s now with the phone technology, I would have caught so many boyfriends.
Yeah.
This was before screen record. So as I was looking through things and I didn't have enough time to read all of it, I would scroll screenshot. So I had it all. And then I would just send myself all of it. Yeah. So then I could have time at my leisure to look at where this motherfucker
like reading
was.
Reading the New York Times in the morning.
Sorry, just catching up on some light reading.
I just envisioned you like Audrey Hepburn. Like he walks in, you have a face mask. You're just flipping through your phone with sunglasses on, your hair up in
like
a towel.
Smoking a cigarette. I'm like, I've been waiting for you. Come sit.
I have some things to discuss with you.
Oh my God, it used to be so crazy. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers
47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You know what I watched?
What?
The Marilyn movie.
I watched it too. I was like very into the drama around it. Like I was on Twitter, like looking for what people were saying. What are your thoughts?
Brad Pitt was one of the producers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So interesting. Very artsy. Extremely artsy. Here's the other thing. Ana de Armas is not good at an American accent. She said a lot of things literally in Spanish, okay. I felt like.
It was distracting to me. It was a Cuban accent. But the thing is that it's a biopic, which no one, and I don't even know what a biopic is, but apparently mm-hmm. It means that it's not real. They did not make that clear.
Wait, like what wasn't real?
It's based off of a book that was a biopic of like what Marilyn's life might have been like. And like I don't think she actually...
Either way, it seemed like her life fucking sucked.
Well, what I loved that they did was they showed how she really detached from like who Norma Jean is and who Marilyn is. Mm-hmm. Where like she was like, that's not me.
Did the show with her mom actually happen?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't know to the extent. I just know her mom was had mental illness, was schizophrenic. I don't think she was in a throuple.
I don't think she was in a throuple either.
That Which was, is like why I would have left that movie being like, yeah, she's on a throuple.
Sure. They didn't show. I wanted them to show when she was sleeping with the president.
They did show it.
They did?
He was the one that she gave the blowjob to.
Oh, I might have fallen asleep at that point.
Joe DiMaggio, they showed.
That was real. The Joe DiMaggio, like, beating the shit out of her thing, that was real.
Ugh, these dumb athletes. Ana de Armas was amazing. I do think they could have picked a more voluptuous girl as Marilyn, but I'm being nitpicky.
It was also so fucking artsy. It reminded me of, like, the Elvis movie where I was just like, I don't know what's happening. Because it was filmed like it was a movie back then almost. And then I heard that like everyone on the production set had to wear that era of clothing, like the PAs and all of that, because they were constantly filming. So like even when it wasn't a scene, they were still filming so that like if she did any, like the essence of the time.
I do think people should watch Blonde, though. Like, I enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it, too. I watched it at the perfect time because it was, like, pouring rain outside. It was, like, the middle of the day. I was on vacation. Like, I was just like, I'm going to watch this three-hour movie.
People are mad, though, that, like, it was supposed to be about the fetishization of her. And they, like, fetishized Ana de Armas. Because she was just, like, topless crying the whole time.
Yeah, that was an interesting part as well. Also, the conspiracy theorist in me, like, I think she was murdered.
I think she was murdered, too. They also, this might be wrong, but they made it look like she was forced to have an abortion of the president's child.
I think that might have been true, though.
See, I'm, like, further confused. Even more creepy. Did you see they're coming up with a Barney documentary?
Yes.
And it's like sex, lies, drugs, prostitution rings. And you're like, what? Like,
how much was okay, Barney, on that go set? Off.
Like, go off, Barney. I was obsessed with Barney. I was a Barney girly.
I was not. Couldn't stand him. I hate. I was like, this is stupid. Why Arthur isn't on right now? Ridiculous to me.
Okay, I did fuck with Arthur. I fucked with Arthur hard.
Barney and Sesame
Selena
Street.
Gomez was on Barney.
Yeah. Barney and Sesame Street. Unrealistic.
Did you watch Wishbone? Did you watch
yes,
Wishbone?
Yes. That's how I am so knowledgeable.
I know. Part of me was like, maybe she didn't because, you know, she wasn't too sharp.
How dare you?
Kids.
My uncle had that kind of dog when I was little. Oh. And I would walk into their house every day, or not every day, but all the time, and be like, that's like the Wishbone dog. And that dog bit me, I don't know, 4 times. Hated me. I was like, fuck you, Wishbone.
Also, is Massimo fucking Chloe? Like, what's going on with that?
Oh, my God. It is, I think... If it's not true, it's the best PR stunt I've ever seen in my life. And it's one of my favorites.
Because she didn't post a photo. Is it just like behind the scenes at a fashion week thing?
It was like behind the scenes at a fashion show. And then they went to an after party and they were like hugging. Like they were, you could tell he was like whispering in her ear. I love
it. That's just how Massimo talks to people.
Right. Like I think that's just like how he communicates.
He's in a meeting and he's like,
he's like, I have to touch your tits, like that's just what we do in our culture.
He's like, I want to rip your clothes off, and it's like, sir, this is a Zoom meeting.
I think it's great. I would love it, except people were commenting that she had gone to a psychic a couple years ago, that psychic that was like on E, I forget what his name, Tyler Henry, and he said to her, there's a guy that's coming into your life with the M name. He was like, I don't know, like, and he was like sounding it out, and he was like, he's really bad for you, do not go for it. And so everyone was freaking out, being like, this has to be the guy.
But is Massimo his real name?
Michelle is his real name.
Oh.
Massimo is his name in the movie. But yes, that's how we know
him. He's never drank coffee before, and I feel classy as fuck.
Pour me a cup.
This is the one cup. Look at this. Is coffee?
Craig's discovering coffee
get
as
him
we
out.
Speak.
Literally, get him out.
Get him out.
Thank you.
Let's see if you like the way I make coffee.
Well, you didn't make it. You poured it in the cup and added the
I
milk.
I added stuff to it. Barista.
Very good. Thank you.
Tell him it's basically energizing soup.
Hannah, want to go swimming with him?
Hannah said that coffee is basically energetic soup, so you would like it.
Bean soup. Yeah, coffee like bean soup.
Oh God. Okay, since
simple man,
since Pillows and Beer is obviously trying to sabotage Giggly Squad, and we understand it, though, we get it. When you're really on the up and up, you have haters.
Harry Styles makeup.
Harry Styles coming out with a makeup line. I also saw the first Brad Pitt commercial for his skincare line, and was
he in it?
Yeah. He was like, this is my routine. I wash my face, then I use a serum, then I use a moisturizer. He's like, and I do that in the morning, Brad Pitt, and then at night. And I was like, shut up, Brad.
You use the tears of women. Let's be honest, Brad Pitt.
I was like, you have no idea what's happening.
Hairstyles, makeup, I feel like, let women have something. You know? Like, let women.
Like, all makeup and skincare is unisex. Shut up.
Like, and he comes in and he's trying to like take over, and it's like there's a wage gap for a reason. Mm-hmm. Stay in your fucking lane.
Stay in your fucking lane.
Leave us, Britney, alone. Finally, we added an Atlanta show.
Yes, we did.
And we're about to announce a world tour. And by world, I mean we're starting in America, unfortunately. But I'm pushing for Europe. You guys know we love our European girlies.
Yeah, don't. And we are really pushing for Canada.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure.
We see you, Toronto, Canada.
For sure. We mm-hmm. see you. We can see Russia from your house. We also have a very special shirt, hopefully dropping soon.
Yes, it is dedicated to Hannah. It really is.
Also, do you realize that I never introduce us on the pod? You know, most podcasts are like, I'm your host, Hannah Berner.
I feel like if you're tuning into Giggly Squad, you understand the debauchery already. You're not just blindly listening. Someone has said, hey, these bitches are nuts, you should listen. So you already know what you're getting into.
Yeah, I feel like if we were to introduce ourselves, it's Jugi.
So Jugi. Oh my God.
So fucking Jugi. Well, anyway, guys, thank you for giggling with us. We love you so much. Talk to you next week. Bye, bitches.